Association. I'm a member of the Forum Board and a co-organizer of this session. And I will be serving as moderator. I'd just like to say up front, I know this is a controversial issue for a lot of people, but you know, this is the forum. Let's keep it clean. Let's ask constructive questions, and let's not let it degenerate to anything nasty, because it's a tough issue. So let's make the best of it. The second thing we're going to do here is, because I think we're really going to have a lot of fishermen from the lobster industry, is we're going to reserve about 10 minutes at the end to give an update on the final whale rule and just give you guys another opportunity to ask questions and make sure that you clearly understand what's going on with the final whale rule and the whole flow rope issue. So we'll just jam it all in. We've got an hour and a half. We've got four distinguished panelists with us today. Commissioner LaPointe from DMR, Heidi Bray, who handles most of the statistics over at DMR and has done a fantastic job doing a lot of outreach with lobstermen on this issue. Tony Kearns, who graciously agreed to coming and meet up from ASMSC. And then Carl Wilson, our lobster biologist. So without further ado, I will hand it over to these guys and be nice.
Thanks, Patrice, and thanks to folks for coming. This is a tough issue, but we want to talk, answer questions as best we can. We're going to do a couple things. I'm going to just give a couple remarks, and then Tony's going to talk about some of the background on Agenda 8 and Agenda 10 with ASMS. Carl's going to go through, from a scientific perspective, why we need this data. There's been a lot of discussion about the mandatory reporting, particularly with Addendum 10. And I've heard people say, well, why are we doing this? Because we obviously didn't want it. And from the ASMSC perspective, when we did Addendum 8, which we also had public hearings about, I wish we didn't have to redo it, but we have, the state of Maine argued against the mandatory reporting. Because we didn't think we could pull it off, not because we don't need the data. And we lost that vote at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and they passed this funky motion. So that was the no data or data this decision. And we passed, with the Addendum 8, this funky motion that kind of jammed together the Massachusetts-style program, and which is yearly recall of monthly data, and an additional 10% of mandatory reporting. No sooner had we gotten away from the meeting, they said, we don't understand what that means and the time frames and whatnot. And that's why we did Addendum 10. And Addendum 10 had three options. One was the status quo, which was the Addendum 8 funky motion, as I call it. And then two other options, which were for 100% reporting. And one was mandatory reporting from fishermen, and the other one was mandatory reporting from fishermen and some mandatory biological data element reporting as well, which we already do. At that meeting,